You know the motto of the French Republic, liberté, égalité, fraternité, liberty, equality, brotherhood. But in a society that claims to be above all secular, where is the room for people to feel comfortable and safe, to sense the liberty to practice their religion? That's a question at the heart of a debate that's been going on for a while in France, but which is now especially heated in the aftermath of the Charlie Hebdo attacks. Reporter Daniel Estrin has been in Paris this week for The World, and he's hearing echoes of something he heard there more than a decade ago.
My first trip was in 2003, and that was a time when the newspapers were carrying a slogan, Liberté, Égalité, Laïcité, which is the word for secularism. And that was the time when this new law was being put forth forbidding students at public schools from displaying any religious symbols. So no headscarves for Muslim girls and no yarmulkes for Jewish boys. And I remember at that time having debates with my French cousins who I was visiting about how different it is in France than in the U.S. In the U.S., we talk about freedom of religion. In France, it felt to me more like freedom from religion. People's personal religious beliefs should not be present at all in the public sphere. And those themes just came back on this trip here in France.
Right. What were you hearing? I mean, when you spoke with people, say, at the Unity March last Sunday?
Well, I met my cousins, my French cousins, again at that march. This is my cousin, Ivan.
I'm here because I want the religion and the religious people to stay away from the Republic. If we want to live together, we have to respect the laws of the Republic and keep the religion at home.
So that was my cousin, Ivan. My other cousin, Katia, was at the march, and she gave me an example of a recent trip she took on the train.
A lady came with a black dress. Only her face was not covered. I don't know how you call that. And she had black gloves. It hurts me. And the same for Jewish people who are with the kippah and their hat. And this, I can't stand that.
Like, what does that say to you?
I'm different. I'm different and I show it. They want to belong to a community, but why showing it to others? This I don't understand.
Daniel, if there is freedom in France, how does the government kind of square the freedom to practice religion?
You know, this Katia, my cousin, mentioned the word community, and that's a word that I've heard over and over when discussing the place of religion in France. In America, we talk a lot about multiculturalism, about the Muslim community, the Jewish community. You know, that concept of hyphenated Americans, that we can express ethnic identities, but we can equally express an American identity. And here in France, I've learned that community has a totally different meaning. The French Republic rests on the notion of secularism, that your community is the French society. Earlier this week, I reported on a blog called the Bondy blog, featuring bloggers from the immigrant suburbs of Paris. And when I met the editor-in-chief, I was expecting him to embrace all those different ethnic communities that exist in those immigrant suburbs. And in fact, he did almost the opposite. Here's what he said.
D'abord, il n'y a pas de communauté en France. Il n'y a que la communauté française.
He said, there are no communities in France. And I've discovered that actually this notion is changing for the younger generation in France. A 27-year-old editor at that same blog said she doesn't agree with that notion that there is no community.
Yeah, the fact to say no community is creating conflicts. To say no community is a way to ask them to erase their identity.
I think here in France, there's a real struggle to try to figure out how to balance multiple identities.
As you get set to leave Paris, Daniel, what's been your most vivid kind of emotional impact impression from the week?
Here in Paris, I visited a few Jewish community buildings to interview Jewish leaders after the attack on the kosher supermarket. Security was so tight. A security guard at one of those buildings asked me to recite a Jewish prayer by heart to prove I was Jewish to get through the doors. You know, it's just something that I imagined that if I were a religious Jew in France, going to synagogue with such heavy security or going to a Jewish religious school with soldiers standing guard outside, you know, that's just not normal life. And I heard many religious Jews here in France after that attack talking about wanting to leave. You know, I can understand why people would want to leave. I really hope it won't be a divided place the next time I come back here. I mean, this is a France that is changing, and I hope all those different ideals can exist side by side, and that different notions of community, French Republic, religion, that those things will not be a cause for divisiveness here.
Daniel Estrin speaking with me from Paris. Thanks for your reporting this week.
You're welcome, Marco.